Okay, some ideas then, please. Characteristics of a red blood cell. If the red blood cell was a human, if we're personifying it, and this red blood cell is applying for the job of being in somebody's body, what does the red blood cell need to be? Janice?
Responsible.
Responsible, why?
Because it needs to know when to go around the body.
Good. Its job is important. It needs to know where it's going. If it doesn't know where it's going, we're in trouble, aren't we? Katie?
Consistent.
Consistent. Why consistent?
Because they can't just go around the body once and then just give up. They have to do it a load of times after each sequence.
Fantastic. And it needs to be the same quality each time, doesn't it? Loose.
Active.
Active. Why active?
Because if they just go really slow, and if you're taking rest, it wouldn't be in a step, and then one way they do it fast, it would play our lungs up, and it wouldn't be the system.
Right, I think that heartbeat, generally, it's regular. So it needs to be active, consistent. And you're right, if our heart started to beat at different paces, the effects on our body would not be brilliant. Jessica?
Would it need to be focused because the blood cell, because if it's not focused, it will go to the wrong place?
Good, it needs to be focused, disciplined almost. It has to have self-discipline, doesn't it? A couple more, you get the idea, China.
Concentrating, because if they go to the upper before the thingy, then it will mess up our system and we might have a risk of dying.
Like high levels of concentration. It is a very, very important job. The consequences of getting it wrong are serious, good girl. And last one for now, Mohammed.
Intelligence, because they need to know where to go. There's no signs in the body telling
you. Brilliant. It needs to know its route. It needs to know its destination.